first person singular, views expressed are those of the author. The late Sigrid McLaughlin shares a stunning experience.
I wander along a nameless pebble beach near Loreto. The jagged peaks of the Sierra de la Giganta stand black against the glowing orange tresses, trailing after the sun long gone. A pumpkin moon floats up from behind the silhouette of Isla Carmenita. Pelicans circle and plunge into anchovy sizzling darkness, death in their beaks. A mangy little dog appears from nowhere, scampers about at the grassy edge of the beach, chewing on something. The moon's silver swishes and ripples. Unexpectedly, the dog is by my side, stands gazing at the iridescent vastness, as if deliberating to be or not to be, I think, puzzled. Then it walks into the water tentatively. As soon as the belly is submerged, the waves undulate its body. It paddles a few strokes, laps water, turns shoreward, stops, hanging in the waves as if suspended, then abruptly falls sideways as if shot by a hidden archer. A shiver, gasps, all motion gone, only a dark shape rocking on a silver path. Stunned into silence, I stand vigil, wondering, why? Why now? Why here? Is this a lesson for my dying? Is it that easy to let go? Was it? Will I pass this test when my time comes, as willingly and humbly? The pelicans, antediluvian, black silhouettes against the sky, keep plunging death in their beaks.
During her life, Sigrid McLaughlin loved the outdoors, and she was a great example for all of us. For First Person Singular, I'm Matilda Rand.